Mike Alessi, first turn crash? Is that what happened?
Yeah, it's a bummer. Yeah. 2 weeks in a row. I got a great jump. Unfortunately, coming in the first turn, I was kind of at a weird angle on me, and Barsha came together, and it was nothing much at all. It's just the angle that we kind of touched in the first turn. It may have been Reed, and it set me straight and into the tough block again. Yeah. 2 weeks in a row with the tough block. Tough block took me down, and I got up. The bike was obviously completely bent. Handlebars, again, bent. Half of a clutch lever. Not making excuses, but yeah. I got back up. I soldiered through it, got back on the track. I was more than half a lap down, almost a whole lap down. I just rode through the race and got it. I had some couple of good lap times. It was just unfortunate that the start had to go to crap so fast. And yeah. I feel like I could have been for sure top 10 guy tonight, top 10, you know, finish. Just got to keep positive, keep moving forward. I know the bike is really good. Nolene and Olin's are doing a great job on our suspension and smart top. Mike Genova at Moto Concepts doing a great job. My mechanic, Chris, we're putting in so much effort. It's just a bummer how, you know, the week's been going the first 2 weeks for Jake and I. Obviously my teammate having his problem this weekend. But he's a good rider. He'll bounce back. He's a good kid. And I know that both of us can get up there and do good. We just we need a break, just a little break, really.
I got to say, you guys have two main events and two, like, basically last place finishes in both classes. No doubt you guys need a break badly for Anaheim too.
Yeah, I agree. So, going to regroup, stay positive. You can't be negative because that's only going to bring you down. So, we'll stay positive. And I just want to thank all my sponsors and my team again. And see you in A2.
All right, man. We'll see you. And I'm betting we're going to see better things. Thanks.
A whole shot. I need it.